You are fine. Compliment of the season.
Compliments to, of the season to you, Prince Dapo Ajibade, former chairman, Sunshine Stars of Akure. You were once a club owner, a member of the Club Owners Association of Nigeria. And I'm sure you've heard about the news going around. The league is supposed to start in January, January 8th to be precise. And some clubs say they don't want it to be an abridged league. They said there's no reason why the league should be in an abridged format, that the only time an abridged format has been used is because there were issues in the Nigerian Football Federation. You being a former member of this association, what's your take on this? Why are you guys insisting on a full length of the season?
Let me quickly go straight to the point and make some connections here. Yes, I am saying to be a member of the forum of the association based on my brief stint as chairman of Sunshine Stars Akure, and this gives me the moral right to say I am a member. What you do is once you become a chairman of any club in Nigeria, whether you are so the association comprises of X and current football clubs administrators in Nigeria.
Okay.
So based on my status as ex-chairman, I am a member.
Okay.
But the current 20 team club chairmen are always the active members. Okay. They vote, they take decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, the association, I will come back to the association later.
Okay.
To say that we said no to the abridged league,
yes,
is not the truth. That you are not getting it right. We never said no. In fact, most of us said yes. But once a few people take decisions, they think we are bound by it. We are in democratic setup. We must be able to see and check. Now I need to ask some questions so you can understand our point. Some of us who said nothing is bad with a big league.
Okay.
Critical among this consideration is the security situation in Nigeria now. A few days ago, I challenged this club chairman who said they don't want a big league. And I asked them in the last 3 seasons, how many of you have traveled to your match venue by road? But yet, we avoid traveling by road, we travel by air, taking fat allowances. But the players, the officials, the team officials, we will expose them to dangers to travel from Akure to Sokoto. The following 2 days after, they must travel to Calabar. 3 days after, they must go back to Maiduguri. And yet, we the administrators, we avoid these dangers. I don't know in Nigeria, no one should tell me that everything is still normal now. The security situation is challenging. Government has acknowledged it. Everybody has acknowledged it. But these club owners, in their wisdom, which I can't compare them, I don't know why, said they wanted a strip league. I will come to why they think they want a strip league.
Okay.
Now, why the benefit of their big league? It is cheaper. A lot of states, governors are going through difficult situations. But we continue. I have said this severally on several points. Football is not expensive. It is the attitude of Nigerian football administrators that have made it so unattractive and expensive. Now it is obvious that with election coming, how many state governors will have interest in funding these clubs? They are complaining no money. Elections are coming. Their focus is something else now, not football. And this is a club. When you go for a big league, you have it cheaper and faster.
Okay.
So you see that economically, it makes reasons. Security-wise, it makes reasons. Now, the third one is administratively. Nigeria is far, far behind. Nigeria have not started their league. EPL is in... It's in week what? They are almost running off.
Week 16,
we have not started our own. And don't forget that our boys, we play, we do everything. And that means the middle of the league, if it goes straight, the current transfer window starts from July.
Yes.
And that is why Nigeria is not producing good players in the last 5 years. Because our calendar ends far, far after the transfer window has closed. we should be able to regulate it so that our players too can be given chance to go for trials.
Okay.
We saw it during the times of Finidi, during the times of Kano. They play the league. When you finish the league and you go for trials, you are in top form. We must align with the rest of the world. Why are we not ashamed of doing things separately and differently?
So you say as a member of the Club Owners Association of Nigeria, you think the Abridge League will be better and will be the best for this period?
Yes, I have said it. It is the best for Nigeria. It's the best for the players. It's the best for the sponsors. But the operators, the so-called representatives, it's not the best for them. And I say it. I know I'm on a live program. And I say it.
Why is it not the best for them? Why is it not the best for them?
Now, I'm telling you here, I challenge them to come out that it is not because of corruption. Because the longer the league, the more money club chairman makes. The more money every match you are taking millions into your pocket. Yes. So the more matches we play, not minding the major acts of the players, we should think: can we ask our children to travel from Akure to Sokoto? I challenge them one on one. Give me proof that you travel with these boys on these roads, then I will back off.
Okay. So
it goes beyond the law. Let them come out and tell us their reasons. Let them tell us why they don't want it.
Well, the reason, which was given by the president of the club owner, Barrister Isaac Danladi, is the fact that he said there's no reason in the sense that for an abridged league, because there's no issue, there's still enough time. And he also said if it's because of the CAF competition, then the same team that represented Nigeria at the on the continent the last time can still go ahead to represent Nigeria next season.
Yes, that's why I said I have challenged them to come out to tell us if it's not corruption induced. How can you say the teams that represented the last season should go again? Who does that? Where is this representative appointed all over the world? Then what is the excess of playing in the league? Because, let me explain to you, I'm happy that this same person, Danladi, came out after Diko has been sent away. He came out to say Diko's leadership of LMC was fixing matches. He said it. He wrote it in the letter. And I'm sure you are aware. There was a letter who said there were match fixing situations in Nigeria Premier League. This man is still parading himself. So if as a club owner you knew there were match fixing situations, and yet you are still parading yourself as the president of which association, for goodness sake? Association that you came to witness match fixing and you kept quiet. The minister, I think with the minister we have, we will get it right. They've always wanted to have things their personal ways. But it is time to consider Nigeria for goodness sake. It is time to consider the players for goodness sake. The secretary of the association, Aloy Kwemeka, is a member of the club owners in the NLL.
Yes.
Go and check the record. Last year, Aloy supported a bridge in the NLL.
Okay.
He supported it. And because of economic reasons, security reasons. But now when it comes to Nigeria Premier League, they are saying we should go. And I have said it. I have told you the security reasons, the administrative reasons, the economic reasons. How can you say you continue so that this club can pay you money to pack them up?
Okay. Now, what do you think is the way forward? Because the IMC are insisting that the league will start on the 8th. In fact, they are supposed to conduct the draws on Wednesday. They said any club that is not ready can leave. You know, do you think this is the way to go? Or what is the solution to the issue on ground? And do you think the league will start on January 8th?
Let me tell you, the league will start by January. Looking at the antecedent of the current leadership of the IMC, Honorable Egbela, everybody knows him. He's a super sport administrator with good track records. Now, consider one person on that league board, on that IMC, Honorable Kule Soname. As we speak, Honorable Kule Soname is a member of club owners in Portugal. He has a football club in Portugal. And when a man like that, with that, and he's the only private football club owner in that Premier League. So he's the only one, if FIFA will recognize any club in Nigeria, Remosta, owned by Honorable Kunle Samuel, is the only club in Nigeria.
Maybe Doma United. Doma United joining now.
Oh, Doma is joining now.
Yeah.
So now, if you look at it, when Honorable Kunle Samuel, with his experience and coming with the benefit of the fact that he has learned a lot from the Portuguese league, and you know the Portuguese league, you can't joke with it. Somebody who's a member of the club owners in Portugal is saying this is the way we do it. You are saying no.
Okay, so what's the way forward? Because we're we have to go now. What's the way forward?
1 minute. Let me tell you the way forward.
Okay.
The NFL, as NFL said, they won, they back the Big League.
Yeah.
One. The IMT said they won the Big League. The ministry said they won the Big League. Now, this club owner, are they really legally banded to talk? Do they have the legal backing?
They say it's their league because they own the clubs. It's just like the Premier League, clubs.
No. When you say they own the league, they should be the executive that you have just referred to. Damadi has been here for more than 10 years. No election, no nothing. We don't have rules. People just gather together. They say they are the leader. So you check on what moral right. Does he have moral, does he have mega right to say he is the president? No, he doesn't. No election, no meetings, nothing. Now they are acting, they are calling for the first meeting on the 8th, on the 28th, when LMC fifth.
Yes.
A first meeting in more than 3 years. We saw allegations flying now against them. Nobody explained to us that these allegations are genuine or not. Financial employee. So I think they are coming from a very dirty background. And that is why they think they can hold everybody to ransom.
So
don't forget that when you fight corruption will fight back.
So you believe the IMC should go ahead and conduct the draws, and also if there are just two clubs or three...
I believe the IMC should just go ahead. Let me explain to you.
These people
don't own the league. They should give the state government who they have collected money from why they will not participate in the league. They don't have to be at the draw. They don't have to be at the draw all over the world. You don't have to be there. I am told you are aware of that. They don't have to be at the draw.
Okay.
We just should be transparent enough. If you want to be fine, if you don't want to be fine. But when IMC says you have a match on Saturday, let us see if they will close down. Then we begin to count points. That the registration, any club that is interested will go ahead and register. If you are not interested, don't register.
Well,
they have held us down for too long. They killed football in Nigeria.
Thank you.
These guys never spoke in the last 8 years.
Thank you very much, sir, for joining us on Football Frenzy. Thank you once again, sir.
Thank you, Denise. You're welcome.